The following podcast is a presentation of the Washington College of Law at American University. Any unauthorized use or distribution is strictly prohibited.
Welcome to the Student Debt Relief Series, a podcast for lawyers, law students, and the legal community that offers tips and tools on how to cope with student debt while working in public service. I'm Heather Jarvis. I'm Senior Program Manager for Equal Justice Works. Equal Justice Works provides this information for educational and informational purposes only. And even though I'm a lawyer, this information is not intended and should not be construed as legal advice. This series is a joint production of Equal Justice Works and American University's Washington College of Law. For more information on anything in this series, visit equaljusticeworks.org or wcl.american.edu. The Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program, created by the College Cost Reduction and Access Act, is intended to encourage individuals to enter and continue in full-time public service employment by forgiving the remaining balance of a borrower's eligible student loans after the borrower satisfies public service and loan repayment requirements. To qualify for public service loan forgiveness, a borrower must make 120 qualifying monthly loan payments. That's once a month for 10 years while working full-time in a qualifying public service job after October 1st, 2007. This brief episode focuses on which student loans are eligible for public service loan forgiveness under the College Cost Reduction and Access Act. Now, public service loan forgiveness is pretty complicated, and there's lots of parts that you've got to get figured out. So check out not only this brief episode on eligible loans, but also our other brief episodes and our complete podcast about everything you need to know about public service loan forgiveness. And don't forget to check out my favorite resource on the Equal Justice Works website, which is our public service loan forgiveness checklist. So now on to what student loans are eligible for loan forgiveness under the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Program. Now let's start with the basics about what kinds of student loans most students borrow. Most of us borrow Stafford loans. I know I did, and I'm betting that you all did as well. Many of us then also borrow from the Grad Plus Loan Program. You may have Perkins loans as well, and you may have loans called Federal Consolidation Loans. If you've been out of school for a while, you may have consolidated your federal student loans. But those Stafford loans and those Grad Plus loans that you borrowed when you were in school, those are federal student loans that you could have borrowed from one of two major federal student loan programs. You might have borrowed them from a bank or private lender under the Federal Family Education Loan Program, or the FEL program, or you might have gotten your Stafford loans from the Federal Direct Loan Program. So you've got Stafford loans, and you've got them either from the FEL program or from the Federal Direct Loan Program, or you may have some Staffords from both the FEL program and the Federal Direct Program. When you're in school, your school decides which of these programs or both it participates in. More schools participate in the FEL program right now than in the Federal Direct Loan Program. So it's more likely that you have FEL loans than Federal Direct loans, or a combination of both. But either way, if they were Stafford loans and Grad Plus loans, they are what we call federal student loans, regardless of whether you got them from a FEL lender like Sallie Mae, Access Group, Citigroup, or from the Federal Direct Loan Program, in which the lender is actually the United States government and the United States Department of Education. So here's the key to public service loan forgiveness. This is very important. The only loans that are eligible to be discharged are federal direct student loans, Only federal direct loans are eligible for public service loan forgiveness. But if you have FFELP loans, like most of us do, don't panic, because you can make those FFELP loans into federal direct loans. And the way you do that is by consolidating those loans into the federal direct loan program. And not only can you consolidate into federal direct, you must if you want to earn public service loan forgiveness, because only federal direct loans are eligible for public service loan forgiveness. Only federal direct. And you didn't choose whether you got your loans from federal direct or from a FFELP lender. Your school chose that for you. But the first thing you need to do, if you're in public service and you're wanting to earn public service loan forgiveness, the first thing you need to do is find out what kind of student loans you have. You need to know whether you've got them with FFELP or whether you've got them with federal direct. And the best way to do that is to look them up in the National Student Loan Data System. And go to the Equal Justice Works website and grab that checklist, the Public Service Loan Forgiveness Checklist, because it will take you through this whole process step by step. But the National Student Loan Data System is at www.nslds.ed.gov. And that's where you will be able to see everything you've ever borrowed in a federal student loan. You'll see the stuff you got when you were in beauty school, the stuff you got when you were in undergraduate school, the stuff you got when you were in law school. It'll all be listed there, and it'll tell you whether it's a FFELP loan or whether it's a federal direct loan. And that matters because you have to get your federal loans into the federal direct loan program by consolidating. And the way you do that is by going to the Federal Direct Consolidation Loan application that you can get on the Department of Education's website. And the link for that is on the checklist that you'll be downloading from the Equal Justice Works website. Now, some of you may have been out of school for a while, so you may also have some consolidation loans. And if you've got a federal consolidation loan, you can reconsolidate that loan into the federal direct program in order to take advantage of public service loan forgiveness. Now, this is a brand new right that didn't used to be available to people, but the College Cost Reduction and Access Act actually gives you this right to reconsolidate into the federal direct program so that you can qualify for public service loan forgiveness. Now, unfortunately, there are also some student loans that are not eligible for loan forgiveness and cannot be made eligible for loan forgiveness. And those include Parent PLUS loans. Now, Parent PLUS loans are the loans that your parents might have borrowed on your behalf while you were in undergraduate school, or that you could have borrowed for your dependent children. But Parent PLUS loans are not eligible for loan forgiveness. And if there are consolidation loans that include Parent PLUS loans, those aren't eligible either. So be cautious about consolidating Parent PLUS loans with loans that are eligible for public service loan forgiveness. That should be avoided. Now, sadly, some students, like me, also borrowed commercial loans from state and private lenders. Now, recall that you can borrow Stafford loans from state or private lenders. You can borrow Stafford loans from Sallie Mae. But they also offer commercial or alternative student loans that are outside of the federal student loan system. And these commercial loans are never eligible for public service loan forgiveness, which is really, really too bad for me and a lot of other folks, because if you went to school before the year 2006, you're a lot more likely to have a substantial amount of commercial student loan debt, this ineligible debt. And that's because the Grad PLUS loan program, a federal student loan program, only became available in the year 2006. So back when I was in law school, once we borrowed up to the extent of the Stafford loan program, we had no other option but to borrow from commercial or private lenders, and we didn't have Grad PLUS as an option available to us. But many folks who are in school later, or who started, you know, say graduate school after 2006, you might have almost exclusively eligible student loans. You'll probably have some FFELP loans, and you'll probably have some direct loans, but if you've got Stafford's and Grad Plus loans, you can get those all into the federal direct loan program in order to make them eligible for public service loan forgiveness. Couple other small points on eligible loans. Federal Perkins loans can be eligible when they're part of a federal consolidation loan. But I want to caution you that Perkins loans have their own cancellation provisions, and so they can sometimes be canceled even more quickly if you're doing certain type of work, like work for poor children, certain federal public defenders, certain law enforcement positions. So if you've got Perkins loans, get some more specific information about Perkins loans cancellation before you decide whether or not to consolidate those Perkins loans, because it's a little more complicated as to whether or not that's something you want to consider. And also, unfortunately, defaulted student loans are not eligible for public service loan forgiveness. So if your student loans are in default, please get some more information about what you can do to get them out of a default status. There are things you can do, and I love a particular resource for information for those who are in default, and that resource is the Student Loan Borrower Assistance website. It's studentloanborrowerassistance.org. And that's run by the National Consumer Law Council, a bunch of fabulous people that are watching out for me and for you. So, eligible loans for public service loan forgiveness are federal direct student loans. And that makes sense because the federal government can't forgive money that you don't owe to the federal government. So you've got to get your federal student loans into the federal direct loan program so that when you meet the requirements of public service loan forgiveness, the federal government can forgive the debt that you owe it. Federal government can't forgive debt that you owe to Bank of America. Doesn't work that way. So please get some more information about public service loan forgiveness. You can grab it at the Equal Justice Works website and consider what kind of student loans you have, and consider whether it makes sense for you to get your federal student loans into the federal direct loan program by consolidating.